Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A local Vietnam veteran is sharing memories from a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C., describing the experience as one of the most meaningful events of his life. Army veteran Bob Haldane, a resident of Caseville, joined fellow veterans on the Michigan honor flight, where volunteers coordinated every step of the trip, from airport departures to visits at some of the nation's most significant military memorials. Haldane said one of the most emotional moments came at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where he located the name of a former classmate who was killed in action. He also visited Arlington National Cemetery, witnessing the changing of the guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, an experience he called unforgettable. The group also toured the National Museum of the United States Army, the Pentagon Memorial, and the Army Aviation Memorial, a stop that carried special significance because Haldane served as a helicopter door gunner during the Vietnam War. He said the trip was marked by enthusiastic crowds welcoming veterans at airports and memorials throughout the journey, culminating in a standing ovation from hundreds of supporters upon returning home, a reception many Vietnam veterans never received after their military service. Haldane praised the dedication of Michigan Honor Flight volunteers, saying their planning, professionalism, and commitment made the two-day trip a lasting tribute to those who served. The Michigan Honor Flight Organization continues its mission of providing veterans with an opportunity to visit the memorials built in their honor while recognizing their service and sacrifice. And a Huron County man has entered a not guilty plea in a misdemeanor traffic case filed in district court. James Scott Perch is charged with operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license in connection with an alleged incident on July 4th. According to the court, the misdemeanor offenses carries a maximum penalty of up to 90 days in jail if convicted. The court entered the not guilty plea during Perch's arraignment. Prosecutors must provide discovery materials later this month, and a plea cutoff hearing has been scheduled for August 20th. Perch was released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, meaning no cash bond was required as long as he complies with court conditions and appears for future hearings. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Are you feeding the big carrier monster every month? You know the one. It gobbles up your money with expensive plans, overpriced phones, hidden fees, and frustrating customer service? Well, it's time to stop feeding the beast. Choose your local hometown wireless provider, Thumb Cellular. With plans tailored to your needs and budgets starting at just $25 per month for unlimited data, you can keep more money in your pocket where it belongs, with reliable, no-nonsense service throughout the Thumb and beyond. And when it's time for a new phone, Thumb Cellular makes it easy. All smartphones are instantly $360 less than manufacturers' prices, and you can get a free iPhone or Galaxy phone on select plans with no minimum number of lines required. Plus, when you need help, you'll talk to friendly, local people, not artificial intelligence and not a call center hundreds of miles away. Just neighborly service from people who know the Thumb. And we're so sure you'll love it that we're offering a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Stop feeding the big carrier monster. Visit your local Thumb Cellular store today and browse current offers and savings at thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County man has entered a not guilty plea to a misdemeanor assault and battery charge stemming from an incident investigators say occurred on December 11, 2025. Ryan Gannon Olson was arraigned in district court where the charge was formally presented. Under Michigan law, the offense carries a maximum of up to 93 days in jail and a fine of up to $500 if convicted. The court entered Olson's not guilty plea and established a pretrial schedule. Prosecutors have until late July to provide discovery materials and any plea offer, while a plea cutoff hearing has been scheduled for August 20th. The court also appointed attorney Stephen Allen to represent Olson for the remainder of the proceedings. Olson will remain free on $3,500 bond with 10% posted. As part of his release conditions, the court ordered him to have no direct contact with the alleged victim because both individuals reside in the same apartment complex. The judge clarified that incidental encounters may occur, but instructed Olson to avoid any interaction and immediately leave the area if contact happens. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.